Hello.
Yes, hello, good evening. This is Ray, and we're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what's most important to people across several topics in your community. Do you have a few minutes for a quick survey, ma'am?
Okay.
All right, great to hear. And the first question is, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Can you repeat the question?
Sorry. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Okay. Is that somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not important an issue to you, and 10 means it is an important issue to you. 0 to 10, healthcare?
10, it means is important?
Yes.
Uh-huh,
and,
yes.
Climate change?
5.
Okay. Democracy?
9.
Okay. Voting rights?
10.
Okay. Criminal justice reform?
10.
Okay. Immigration?
7.
Okay. And crime and violence?
10.
Okay. Jobs and wages?
10.
K-12 education?
10.
Okay. Reproductive freedom?
10.
Okay. Abortion rights?
10.
Inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Okay. Student loan debt?
6.
Okay. Last one here, racism and discrimination.
10.
Okay. Next topic is, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes some things come up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands, how likely are you to vote in 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you're not.
Very likely.
Okay. Thank you. What is your race? Select all that apply.
African American.
Okay. Thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay. And what is the year of your birth?
1969.
Okay. By your voice, I'm sorry, you sound like you were in your 20s or 30s. I'm sorry. Believe me. And what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest
professional degree?
Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote. Okay. Just to clarify, 0 means you have no power, and 10 means you have a lot of power on your vote. So you said 10, right? Okay.
10. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How much power do you feel that Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay, thank you. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And if you have no opinion or never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that from a 0 to 10. Raphael Warnock.
10.
Okay. John Ossoff.
10.
Okay. Andre Dickens.
10.
Brian Kemp.
3.
Okay. Next one. Tim Walls.
9.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
1.
Okay. Last one here. Brad Raffensperger.
2.
Okay. Next one here. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. Just to give you the other candidates, so it's Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F.
Give me two.
Okay.
Give me two.
All right. Thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Yes, I voted.
Was it Joe Biden, Donald Trump,
yes.
Joe Jorgensen?
Biden.
Okay. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Okay. And some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
Okay. Next one, below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means
okay,
that
before
you...
I do that,
yes.
Before we do that, tell me how many more questions.
We're about 50% done, ma'am. It should be
okay,
like 10
I
more
can't finish. I'm so sorry. I won't be able to finish.
Can we call you
apologies.
Back? Or?
No, it's just taking too long. I apologize.
All right.
Yeah, I can't be engaged that long. Sorry about that.
Not a problem. Well, thank you for your answers.
Okay.
Have a lovely day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.